Most guests of the Temple of Death stay in coma.
And the ones that come this far are usually also, horizontal.
Yeah. What are those goth kids? Axes and fancy hair.
Constantly sacking Rome.
Yeah.
Yes, the button, which is the same button as previously, but a different button in other regards, because after about a month of recording in my living room on a laptop, I'm back in the studio because maintenance came by yesterday and got the power back on in my den. The problem was not what any of us thought it was.
That's good.
Yes, it was very good. I'm glad to be back. Not that anyone else would have noticed that I was gone. Hello and welcome to Cogworld. This is a Cypher System campaign. My name is Crash. I will be your GM for the evening. Tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Eo. I will not say who wants to plug a thing.
You're going to have to make your intro and outro slightly different. So you...
Or I can just have us plug things at the beginning and end, because you all deserve credit for the awesome things that you do. But never mind. Intro commencing.
Eo's mom will have written books at the end of the episode.
I'm not writing them during the game.
I'll be writing during the game if I find any typos in this intro that I'm about to read. The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it's always been. On the ring gear of Archizo, in the Windbreak region, in Colma's Temple of the Dead, there are no gods. In our last session, Mafa took the rest of the party by train to Colma, the city she'd lived in since it was declared that she was the god of death. There she was reunited with Shay, a childhood friend who had been looking for her since the attack on Korf. The party ventured off to the temple, though Tam briefly lagged behind to make cosmetic adjustments to Valdis, one of the high priests who had managed to doze off while supposedly keeping watch over the shrine in the center of town. The confrontation with Adoniram, the head priest, was quite dramatic, with Mafa using Farstep to teleport around the central chamber of the temple. Adoniram wasn't having any of it, though, and with a single strike of his cane against the floor, he and all of the deities in the chamber were pulled into the land of the dead. It is the evening of the 10th day of summer, but one wouldn't know this from their immediate surroundings. A bitter wind that cannot be felt still saps warmth from the bodies in this ruined, desaturated landscape. Lucy, god of millet, understands this to be the land of a great harvest. This realm isn't technically hers, but the frequency with which death is shown to wield a scythe cannot be mere coincidence. Tasks involving gathering things, literally or metaphorically, are eased for Lucy for this session. Tam, god of trickery, is in a land of shadows. Adoniram may have brought everyone here, but subterfuge is easier when one doesn't see it coming. Tasks involving misdirection are eased for Tam for this session. Chitika, god of darkness, is in a place of power. There are lights in this land of the dead, but their glow does not travel far. Tasks made from the cover of darkness are eased for Chitika for this session. Mafa, god of the crossroads, has been here many times, but there have been changes. The desolation was always here, but the remnants of paved roads lined with lanterns aren't something she's seen before in this land. They remain somewhat less solid than the surroundings, as the newer dogma of the Church of Death has sought to forget their larger purpose, but these features are real enough to Mafa. Beings, some strange, some familiar, walk these roads, drawn towards the beacons of spectral light. The ghosts from Morthwyd. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yay! Morthwyd! Back in character. The ghost from Morthwyd, most prominently, but there are others out there in the gloom who have taken other paths to be here. While at this crossing of roads, in the land of the dead, all of Mafa's tasks are eased for this session. And we have already rolled for initiative because, quite frankly, this is the thing that's going to be happening. And Adoniram, again, strikes their staff on the ground. And tendrils of, you want to call them vines, but they're not. They do have barbs on them, like they're from a rose bush or something. But they come up out of the ground. They still look dead and brittle, but they are able to attempt to wrap around Mafa particularly. Mafa, please give me a speed defense roll. This is going to be, before any modifications are done to it, difficulty 8.
Well, I don't think I will, because the game is paused.
There.
I can't roll.
Well, now you should be able to.
Let me read the specific. Okay. Oh, neat. I don't have to do the math. Wow. I'm going to spend effort, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. Well, you were able to bring it down somewhat, but an 11 does not hit the target number that you needed. So you are wrapped in these thorny vines. You are going to take 4 points of damage, but your movement, like, you can't budge from this spot until you do something about this.
Okay. Is that 4 points of might damage?
It's going to be 4 points of speed damage.
Okay. That is another reason getting why wrapped in vines.
I guess getting wrapped in vines does tend to make you less fast.
Yes. All right. And that is Adoniram's turn. Oh, you see what I did for the initiative tracker? Yeah. And now that's Adoniram's turn. He's saying,
right, you're staying put. If you have to stay put in the land of the dead, so be it.
It is now Mafa's turn.
I'm remembering correctly that we're all in our full regalia?
Yes.
Okay. Does that include the skull mask? The skull face paint?
You've shown me art of a different face paint style. Whichever you prefer is what you are wearing. Whatever Mafa thinks she should be wearing in full regalia is what she's wearing.
Then right now it's a skull.
Okay.
She looks like the picture on her sheet. Oh, coming here was a mistake. I'll stay. Let them go. It's hurting them to be here. Let them go, please.
They can't actually die here, you know.
But it's hurting them.
Well?
Don't just let them go back, and I'll stay. Let them go on their way.
We can't let any of you leave. You've got it in your heads that you've got to go back to Korf to stop this, but that's what they want you to do. We can't let them gain any more power.
Really? You won't let them just go?
I won't let the Church of Unity win.
All right.
You are unable to farstep.
Oh, okay. Then I will not farstep.
You can definitely attempt to do it, but farstep has you changing the realm that you are in to go to the land of the dead and then come back. Something is holding you in this realm, so your far step is currently not working.
Fair enough. Oh, interesting.
Do you attempt to do anything else?
I think I do, but I have to look something up.
I'm just going to bide my time while watching the snowfall on the map. It's very pretty.
Jatika is not saying anything, but she is, because she is hiding. But
oh, okay.
Not let Unity win? Neither will we.
You get the feeling that there's other beings in the darkness with you who agree with you.
Can I use a cipher and take an action?
It depends on the cipher. So you have fire resistance and reflex enhancer, correct?
Yes.
Which one are you planning on using?
I was thinking about fire resistance.
I reserve the right to give a different ruling at a different time, but because it doesn't say action anywhere in the description, in this case, in your seat of power, I will allow it.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to link it just so it's clear that I'm using it.
The user gains armor against fire damage equal to the cipher's level for 1 hour. And it was a level 5 cipher. So,
yes.
If you take 5 points of fire damage, no, you didn't.
Well, actually, if I take 7 points of fire damage, no, I didn't.
Well, yes, you specifically, but the average yes. person. Fire and ice. For intellect points, you cause a target within short range to become either very hot or very cold, your choice. The target suffers 3 points of ambient damage, ignores armor, each round for up to 3 rounds, although a new roll is required each round to continue the effect, continue to affect the target. Action to initiate. Are you setting yourself on fire to burn the thorn vines?
Yes.
That is such a cinematic thing to do.
Very nice.
As you do this, and you are doing this, you gain a luck point.
Okay. And I am intentionally failing the roll to resist the attack.
How mean would I be to say, no, you still have to roll. I'm sorry, you're too good.
All right. If that's your final answer, and Mafa snaps her fingers and lights herself on fire. I told you coming here was a mistake.
Maybe. But we can't lose any of you to them.
And also Mafa's on fire.
And also Mafa's on fire right now. It is Lucy's turn. Lucy flies off into the darkness. Lucy is doing a thing. I will not tell you what it is right now because you don't know.
Oh, I meant to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the funniest possible action indicator you could have chosen.
What?
I
don't know what you're talking about.
It's the goose. It's a swan.
Tam is a horrible goose.
Yes.
And so I put a goose for Tam. It's fine.
Oh, you could make individual.
Yes. Yeah. I learned that today.
Awesome.
I also learned I can make the indicators, instead of making them spin, I can make them pulse. And I learned I don't want them to.
Yeah, Mafa had a ritual circle and Lucy had a sheaf of...
Oh, no, Mafa did not have a ritual circle.
Oh,
I'll go back to show you. Look close.
Oh, it's a compass. It's a compass.
It's a compass. Rose. God of the Crossroads.
Cool. I love it.
Oh, Mafa has changed... I should have mentioned this earlier. Mafa has changed her regalia when she did the setting on fire thing.
Oh.
She's now wearing the white, black, and gold of the Crossroads. And she has the X across her face.
Nice.
All right.
But the question I had was, before I got distracted by the goose, was, does Mafa actually see the thing that, you know what I'm talking about, the thing that nobody else can see?
I specifically spent time on this map to make sure that you, Ellie, would be able to see what Mafa can see. So yes, if you are able to see it, then Mafa sees it. And even if Mafa... Okay, seeing is the wrong word for this realm. But Mafa is aware of what's in the darkness.
Yeah. And now, I'm very sorry. I took a lot of time on my turn, and I took some time from other people's turns. So now it's Tam's turn, and I'm going to shut up.
No, you're a delight.
This was one of the best openers I could imagine. But also, Tam, how do you choose to be a horrible goose?
Oh, you poor fool. You're trying to trap us? You're trying to trap us? You really think that's going to work? Come on, then. Find me if you can see me. And, well, what Tam is doing is trying to taunt him. What Tam is doing as an action is, effectively, they're guarding. They are easing their, defense tasks, and basically, let's see, I'm sorry, I lost the SRD tab. I will post what this does. What I'm doing is trying to goad him into taking some kind of a swing at me, preferably with those vines.
Ah, okay. Well, Head Priest Adoniram definitely wants to react to this. However, the action economy is a thing.
Yeah.
But you know what I can do? Mm-hmm. For this particular character, because I reskinned a different character to be the head priest. And in the text, I can do a GM intrusion to have them cast a different spell. So this is going to be a GM intrusion. They are going to take their walking stick and swing it wildly in front of them. You are not close enough for this to connect. And for the briefest of moments, you think they're just blindly attacking in the dark. And in a way they are. But when they do this, the snow and the ash that lay on the ground around you rise up in a wave and move forward. Now, Adoniram cannot see you. So this is going to go towards... This is going to be the flavor reason for why the mechanical stuff you're doing is working. But you are going to need to make a speed defense roll, difficulty 8, to dodge this wave.
Do I get an asset for being hidden?
You get the easing from the... I should read this for the audience. In a combat situation, a character can stand guard as their action. They do not make attacks, but all their defense tasks are eased. Further, if an NPC tries to get by them or take an action that they are guarding against, the character can attempt an eased speed action based on the level of the NPC. Success means the NPC is prevented from taking the action. The NPC's action that turn is wasted. This is useful for blocking a doorway, guarding a friend, and so forth. So your defense tasks are eased because of what you have planned. Because all attempts at misdirection, and you ran off into the darkness saying, come hit me if you can, are eased for you this session. So that's two eases right there. And anything else you can toss at this attack.
All right.
And you're going to get an XP for this, and so will someone else if they have a way of interceding and helping you.
I've got an ability, but
do tell.
It's not my turn.
Well, for a GM intrusion, we're not worried about whose turn is it. How are we dealing with this intrusion?
Tatika can chitter from the darkness, encouraging things about how Tam is absolutely, you know, you can't hit Tam, obviously, with... Let's see, how do I make this one?
And don't you have an ability that basically is encouraging?
That's what I was about to try to link into the chat, yes.
Yeah.
Not sure how to link it in.
Encouragement, one intellect point, but that you could do that 3 times and it's free. Actually, no, you can't because that's an action. That's besides the point. But yes. Yes, you can definitely do that to add another easing to this. So that's 3 eases. Before Tam does anything else to bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to 5. And let's see, how else did you bring that down for the math?
I spent 3 levels of effort.
Ah, yeah, that'll do it. That means a 9 succeeds something that started off as difficulty 8.
Yes, so Chitika and used by six.
So Chitika and Tam both get an XP for this GM intrusion. And Tam, you are able to dodge out of the way. If you're spending that much effort, you weren't just staying put as it went past where Adoniram thought you were. You are dodging.
And there is something that I would like to do.
Okay.
Though I'm not sure I can do it very well if it's base difficulty 8.
Well, we're getting close to the end game, so some bosses are harder.
Yeah.
And you literally just took a difficulty 8 task and brought it down to a 5 before you spent effort. So I believe in you.
Yes, but I don't have anything really that well.
Also, if guarding is your action, you're limited on what else you can do right now.
What I'm doing is a reaction to being attacked.
Ah, okay.
The one I just told you about.
Yeah.
But it doesn't add your or the opponent's modifiers to the attack. However, I am absolutely going to spend a whole bunch of speed points on this. No.
Would you like to spend an XP?
I would like to spend an XP to reroll that.
Because while luck points... Well,
oh,
I never got rid of the rules for spending an XP to reroll. I only added that you could do luck points.
Ah.
So.
For Christ's sake.
Well, those were Valiant attempts, but a 4 and an 8 are not going to manage it. Okay. Next up is Chitika. I can see the line you're drawing on the map to determine distance.
Mm-hmm.
But Tam is literally unable to see you on the map.
Mm-hmm.
That is very amusing to me.
Green is still in short, right?
Let me look at my cheat sheet, which I have over here, just out of your view, because I couldn't fit it on the map otherwise. Short distance is up to 50 feet, and these are 5-foot hexes. Should be. Oh, it's showing meters there. Okay, and meters, short distance is 15. 15 meters.
Yep. Chitika's going to sadly hush up. She would like to keep it being helpful, but...
Ellie, what did you just do to Mafa?
Mafa's on fire.
Oh, that's right. I got distracted by looking at Chitika and what Beth is planning to do, and suddenly there is a bonfire in the middle of the map.
Can I make my move in a circle to... Yes?
I get extra if I'm doing an attack from a hidden vantage.
Oh, will that be enough to make one of those success?
If I spent a luck point, yeah.
I'm willing to go back. I haven't actually done anything except measure things.
I'm okay with that.
I will display the ability.
Surprise attack.
But if attacking I'm from hidden, a hidden and I think advantage, I'm attacking him.
Well, you'd have to move into the light to hit him, unless it's a ranged attack.
No, what I was doing was misdirecting his attack.
Oh.
But I roll an attack to do that.
Okay. And then I'm very curious to find out how you are able to misdirect a wave of snow and ash to have it come back and hit him. I'm not going to say you can't do it, but if you succeed this roll, I really want to know how you manage it.
If I spend a luck point, that would be difficulty 3, and that would beat difficulty 3. So...
Yeah, because your second misdirect roll is an 8. So, yeah.
It's not exactly the same snow and ash. It's more that Tam... I'm trying to word sentence. That Tam ducks to the side, and the snow and ash slams into the ridge of snow and ash that they were standing on, which crumbles back onto him. I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble talking.
If you're on a ridge and it falls down, yes. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. You see, sorry, I'm not words well.
Not coming back as a wave so much as the sea is washing in.
May I add a bit of...
accidental landslide, yes.
May I add a little bit of spice to this flavor that you have created?
Yes.
What if Tam lets the wave hit them just a little bit, making them spin, and takes that extra momentum, and as they're spinning, they stick out one of their feet to kick that ridge, which is just snow and ash, to send that flying towards the head priest. And, oh wait, was there a stick in there? Yeah, that was a tree branch. Ooh, sorry. Oh well.
Not sorry.
Okay. So this does the damage back, but also 2 additional points of damage.
Right, because I was hidden.
Yes. All right. Now I need to open up a character sheet to apply damage.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yay, damage. Sorry for delaying things.
No. It's combat goes slower than RP. It always does. But so far, we had one character decide, no, I'm not going to be grappled, by setting themselves on fire. And then another character used a judo move to kick a mountain at somebody. Okay, small mountain.
It was a small mountain.
Kind of a hill. It was bigger than a molehill. Regardless, I think these are cool. And this has also given Chitika time.
It's brought to you by Exalted.
Well, considering the campaign theme, Yeah.
Not wrong?
I don't know. There's noblest, too.
Okay. Well, with that said, Chitika has had time to plan her attack.
Chitika is going to have to make a right angle turn.
To stay in the darkness.
And then is going to tactically remain hidden in the shadows. In the darkness.
What's really funny to me.
No one else
can
see
Chitika. See where you are?
No.
You're in the same block as Tam. How do you avoid bumping into Tam?
I'm darkness. I move in the darkness.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to there's something in the darkness. I'm going to just avoid it, if that's all right. I mean, I don't know what it is in the darkness, but it's darkness. My whiskers are here.
There is a whisper in your ear as you're running through the darkness, bidding you to go a bit more to the right than the left to avoid an impact. You recognize the voice. It's Humverly.
Mm-hmm. Either that or it's the darkness that speaks with Humverly's voice.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Mm-hmm.
And you to answer the question, you were both supposed to get an XP for that GM intrusion. You should still have it. Well, actually, no, you spent it for the second roll. You needed to spend it for that second roll.
Well, I spent the one I already had.
Okay. But you...
Yes.
You were supposed to get one for that GM intrusion. It's the only way I could have the head priest do a second attack is by doing a GM intrusion. And when I do those, you get XP. All right, so Chitika, you have run through the woods, through the darkness, and you are now two hexes away from the head priest, but still in the darkness. And that was short range, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I cannot actually get to him without being long range. So I'm going to be right here lurking in the darkness, and I think what I'm actually going to wind up doing will have to be... for the next time I get to do something. However, this does mean that I've used my action only to move, and therefore all speed defense tasks are eased for me because of
yes
fight,
and no.
Flight, not fight.
Oh, this is a different ability.
Yeah. See?
Okay. If you use your action only to move, all speed defense tasks are eased. Yes. Okay. So you've got that going for you.
And that's an enabler. And honestly,
if it was an action, it would never be usable.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to hold any actions that I might possibly have.
Okay.
That's going to be entertaining. Okay.
All right. So I am going to, on this turn, move a lot of ghosts. Because they're all difficulty, well, they're all 12 on the initiative. So they all move over to bask in Mafa's warm, glowing, warming glow. And Mafa would have seen this, the rest of you would not have. But the reason they're doing this is because Lucy has swooped around and gathered them up. And sort of herded them with flapping wings to get them to move in a direction. You think herding cats is tough? Try herding ghosts. But that means I can go through all of their turns because that was their movement and they're not doing any actions other than basically becoming Mafa's hype squad.
Spider, as part of the semicircle, is saying, I'm not affiliated with them.
Poor Light.
Oh, it's Lighter's turn too, because Lighter has the same difficulty as the ghosts. And the rest of you are in your full regalia. As deities of the Windbreak. Lighter is also a deity of the Windbreak. But Lighter has never been told what their regalia should look like. They are still wearing the simple clothing that they've been wearing since you've met them.
Aww. Well, clearly
but there is
the regalia.
Mm-hmm. They're the god of altruism. They're not going to be super fancy. There is something, it's not how they look. It's how they carry themselves, which is really weird because Lighter just sort of grabbed on to their bootstraps and lifted. Wait, no, that's not canon. It doesn't work that way. No, in fact, Lighter grabbed their own petard. Also not true. but I had to make that joke also.
Hoisting, yes.
They seem more sure of themselves than you've normally seen Leiter be. And if they move forward, going rather close to where Mafa is still on fire, it might be because Leiter's still cold-blooded. Who knows? But they walk up to stand next to Mafa, facing Adoniram.
You acted like you wanted to keep us safe. That's not true. If you actually cared about anything other than your own misguided doomsday cult, you'd let us go. We are not yours.
And when Leiter says this, there is a rumbling. It's Chitika, you think it's an earthquake at first. You're rather small and close to the ground, so you feel it a lot more. And then you realize, it's the rumbling is because it's a resonant frequency. Something out there in the darkness growled. It is Adoniram's turn. Adoniram is going to move into the darkness. Can I move Adoniram into the darkness? I need to click on characters to see the edge of the light, to see which way Adoniram can go to get into the darkness.
Go ahead, step on Chitika. I dare you. Chitika dares you.
No, that's not right. There we go. And I'm trying to find the words to describe this properly. Adoniram is, of course, going to cast another spell. The wind that none of you can feel, you hear it, and you encounter the cold of it. Well, except for Mafa, but we've already described that. But the wind swirls around Mafa, pulling up bits of snow and ash from the ground, pulling more of the snow that's falling around you into it. And it whirlwinds around Mafa. As it does this, the snow packs more and more. And basically, Adoniram is trying to encase Mafa in snow and ice. And in the attempt, put out the fires. Well, fire, singular. Mafa, this is difficulty 8 to prevent this from happening.
Okay.
Countermeasures. You immediately end one ongoing effect, such as an effect created by a character ability, within immediate range. Alternatively, you can use this as a defense action to cancel any incoming ability targeted at you, or you can cancel any device or the effect of any device for 1d6 rounds. You must touch the effect or device to cancel it, and it is an action. Okay, you can certainly attempt this, but it's a battle of wills, so you're still going to need to make a roll difficulty 8. Mm-hmm. But if you do this, Leiter's not going to get hit by this either.
And if it's an intellect roll is better.
Oh, this is magic. This is definitely intellect roll.
Let me check something real quick. All right.
I will not.
I'm going to spend 2 effort to reduce the difficulty to 6.
Okay. Well, it's also reduced again because you're in your place of power, so it's difficulty 5.
Oh, true. I'll only spend 1 effort then.
Because you are pressing your luck. You can choose to automatically succeed on one task without rolling, as long as the task difficulty is no higher than 6. When you do so, however, you also trigger a GM intrusion as if you had rolled a 1. The intrusion doesn't invalidate the success, but it probably qualifies it in some fashion. You can do this one time, although the ability renews each time you make a 10-hour recovery roll. Certainly. Okay. So, yeah. How do you countermeasure this whirlwind around you and Leiter?
Got torn. Honestly, I think she'll just wave her hand and dismiss the effect.
No major cinematic angrily, thing. It's just, no.
Yeah, just angrily brush it aside.
Okay. You do that. You dismiss it.
Place of power.
Place of power. I'm going to look for a thing here. I have a random table that lets me roll for GM intrusions.
Ah.
Okay.
Quiet. Too quiet.
Okay. Tam, you are fairly certain that Adoniram was near you, and because you heard Adoniram moving away at speed, someone with a limp and a walking stick should not be able to move that quickly, but they are drawing strength from this land too, probably. And then, from the south, which is not where Adoniram was previously, a tree branch? No. Trunk. As if a whole tree had leaned down. comes into view from the darkness and smacks Lighter. I'm not going to say out of the way. Lighter's getting smacked in your general direction. How do you avoid basically getting hit by Lighter?
That was aimed at Tam?
It was aimed at Mafa.
At Mafa, sorry.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I did mention Tam because Head Priest of Dunaram ran past Tam. But
right,
okay. Lighter is right next to Mafa, so it would make sense for Lighter to be, if Lighter's being used as a tool of assault, then it makes sense for Lighter to be used against Mafa this way.
Poor Lighter.
Well, yes.
Mafa is... Yeah, okay.
That is a 4 on the die for intellect defense.
Yeah, that isn't how I am... That informs how I'm getting out of the way.
Ah.
Because Mafa's instinct would be to not get out of the way. Mafa's instinct would be to catch Lighter.
Okay. Is that what you attempt to do?
Mafa has very briefly forgotten that she's on fire. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
So, Lighter is hit by a tree, and then you treat Lighter like the baseball? Jail for Adoniram. Jail for 10,000 years. But also, the baseball is going to strike Mafa. Mafa is going to get pushed back 10 feet and...
By the thorns?
No.
Well, they're
no thorns.
Probably.
Oh. Get pushed back 10 feet by the Lighter.
Yes, but Mafa was being kept by the brambles.
No.
They're all burned away?
Oh, no, that okay. Only Mafa was.
Just checking.
And Mafa burned them away. Lighter came over to stand next to Mafa. If the thorns hadn't been burned away, Lighter would have attempted to cut them free. Mm-hmm. But somebody took care of that. I will say that as you get hit by a flying kobold, you do roll in the snow a little bit. Unless you are going to maintain your concentration, this does snuff out the flames, or most of them. You would go further, but ghosts have some semblance of reality here, and the ghosts that were forming a ring around you in that particular direction are able to stop you from rolling further and are helping you back up.
Okay.
From the impact, though, you are going to take... Well, you're not taking the brunt of it. You're going to take 4 points of, I'm going to say, might damage. Lighter's going to take a lot of damage, though. Because Lighter was hit by a tree. There was another growl. And this time, all of you feel the ground shake. You hear the sound of snow that had piled on nearby branches, sliding off of the branches to land on the ground in piles. Because this rumble... Well, you feel it in your chest, even. Something is not happy. Something out there is not happy. And Mafa, you know what it is. Even if you don't know what it is, you can see it.
Yeah.
Great. It's the death terrace.
No, that's for next session. Shh. Stop reading my notes.
But they were right there.
Okay, Mafa, it is now your turn. All that was Head Priest doing a thing.
Yes. And... I ask that we take a break after this next line.
Okay.
Because it's a good line.
And we've been playing for about an hour.
Mafa, being helped up by the ghosts, is herself trying to help Lighter up. Adoniram, you can't see here as well as I can, I think. Or you wouldn't have put yourself between me and one of Lighter's old, old friends.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a 5-minute break and keep it to 15 minutes.
Whatever you do, don't say punchline. That joke is dead. And I should know.
All right, fine. Donut line.
Oh, there's a terrible pairing to be chatting at crowd surfaces.
I don't know what you mean. I think Rob is a delightful companion.
I'm terrorized.
You're terrorizing the craft services staff. Regardless, after that wonderful line that was said before the break... It was determined that Mafa hadn't finished her turn yet. She's just getting up. That's not even moving an immediate distance. And she's got help with that. The ghosts are helping her up. She still has an action to spend. Shatter. You interrupt the fundamental force holding a normal matter together for a moment, causing the detonation of an object you choose within long range. The object must be small, mundane, composed of homogeneous matter, such as clay cup, iron ingot, a stone, and so on. The object explodes in an immediate radius, dealing 1 point of damage to all creatures and objects in the area. If you apply effort to increase the damage, you deal 2 additional points of damage per level of effort instead of 3 points. I am having trouble reading things properly, but basically, this is going to sting and also make something stop being a thing. Instead, be many other things that are smaller. Targets in the area take 1 point of damage, even if you fail the attack roll. So, give me an attack roll. And difficulty 8, but it is eased to 7 because you are in a place of power. And then anything else that you can apply to it.
I'll apply a level of effort.
Okay. Bring it down to possible from impossible. Unless you rolled a natural 21.
That would be an interesting roll.
It would be. Then we find out Ellie's using non-Euclidean dice.
What's this plus I at the end?
It was only a little while ago. Oh, that's an 11. So you did beat difficulty 3. But oh, you know what we forgot to be doing? That's a failed roll. Give yourself a luck point.
That's true. I think my understanding of the ability was that the attack roll was to do the damage, but that the object still blows up. That's possibly not correct now that I'm rereading it.
It's weird that you make an attack roll, you fail the attack roll, and targets still take a point of damage when that's what you're doing to them. But my understanding is, as written, people in the vicinity of the thing you're trying to shatter take damage, but the thing you're shattering doesn't shatter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is weird.
That's...
But it's just the energy is... It reflects off of the thing you were trying to shatter. So it still hits the biologicals nearby, and they take damage, but people don't shatter as well. Unless they're really, really old.
He has a stick.
And he still has the stick.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to target.
Yes.
It did not work out.
But he does take a point of damage.
Well, I think that's only if I apply effort to increase the damage. I applied effort to reduce the difficulty.
Okay. Then he doesn't take a point of damage. But Adoniram, and only you can... Actually, no. More people can see this. Because Adoniram had to move into the light to do this attack. Adoniram tilts his head in a very vulture-like way that kind of acknowledges, oh, you have realized a thing. This is going to become more interesting now.
Okay. I'm going to spend whatever else I can do trying to help Lyder up.
Okay. You are both on your feet.
I have not put any effort into maintaining the fire.
Lucy is continuing to herd ghosts, and they are going to do something that Lucy is beckoning them to do on their turn, but it's not their turn. They have to wait. Tam, I'm still so happy about the initiative tracker icon I picked for Tam.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day in the land of the dead.
We need to have a discussion.
I think an action to make a recovery roll. How far can I move?
If you make a speed roll difficulty 4, you can move up to a short distance. Think of trying to apply a field dressing while running.
Fine, I won't move then.
Okay. Oh, wow. Maximum roll, 7 points.
And Tam recovers 7 speed points.
Okay. Tam, the process of collecting yourself and recovering these points, which were not spent because you took damage, but spent because of the effort you were applying. So it's the game mechanic equivalent of catching your breath.
Yeah.
There's something calming about that. And, well, there should be. In the process, you realize that you're not just looking at this from your perspective. Well, in a way you are, but not really. Not just this you. You're in the land of the dead. This is where the you, that is the god of trickery, goes before being reincarnated. During that time, you're a somewhat different person. You're not losing who you are as Tam, but you're remembering other things. And this might be why your attempts at misdirection are eased. Because generations of experience. This doesn't change anything mechanically, this realization. Not yet, at least. But it's an interesting explanation for how you're able to do what you've been doing. Okay. Next up is Shatika, who is in a dark hexagon because I tried making it a circle and then we couldn't see it spin. So I made it pulse and that
annoyed.
Was... You know, Shatika, I think that your priest was right. Maybe yourself is the last person you should hide from.
That's what I've been saying. Oh, hello, Tam.
Okay, let's see, Shatika. Let me open that up. Shatika's annoyed that now she has to go scurrying around again because somebody ran off again. Oops, that sounds right. Token.
Now keep in mind, some of those places you're dragging yourself to check measurements are in the light.
Yeah, I'm there.
That spot will not be. That'll still be darkness.
Actually, there. I'm going to pause there. That's still in short range.
And I like that right control there. Z works for movement.
Yeah, I'd love that. What is immediate radius?
Immediate is 3 meters.
So it looks like two hexes, basically.
Yeah, three hexes if you include the one you're currently in, which we shouldn't. But oh well.
Indeed. Okay, and where has Mafa gotten off to?
Mafa's surrounded by ghosts, and...
I see.
You can see Lighter. You can see Lighter being helped up by a bunch of ghosts. And based on what just happened, you assume Mafa's near Lighter.
Shatika is going to briefly try to close her eyes and figure out if Tam is within immediate distance of the head priest there.
No, you're pretty sure Tam is right next to you.
Okay, then.
Because they just said something
to you.
Let's
see if... Yeah.
Tam just said something to you, and the tone of voice and the volume of it, you wouldn't have heard Tam as clearly if Tam was over there.
Let's see. How's that even work? Well, how do I make these show up in the... does that work? Yeah, that
yes.
works. Yes. Shatika would like to use one of her ciphers that she's been hanging on to.
Detonation. Flash. Projects a small physical explosive up to a long distance away that bursts in an immediate radius, blinding all within it for 1 minute. 10 minutes if the cipher is level 4 or higher. This cipher happens to be level 4 exactly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is going to be a speed roll to get this within the vicinity of Head Priest Adoniram. You are doing this from darkness. So the normal difficulty of 8 is brought down to a 7. Humverly reaches out to help guide your hand. They're not really here.
But they're in darkness and I'm in darkness, and therefore darkness is all the same darkness. Kinda.
Humverly would have a long discussion with you on the specific ways that you're wrong with your analysis. But we don't have time for that. And at the end of it, you would say, but that sounds like exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. You see, and then a significantly longer conversation. We don't have time for that. Humverly is here to help you. Normally difficulty 8 has been brought down to 6 before you do anything else.
I'd like to spend an effort on this. How much effort am I allowed to spend?
Well, you have 1 effort, so you can only do it once.
Okay. Effort.
Wait, that's not right.
That brings it...
No, that's not right at all. Because you checked off plus 1 effort. Your effort should be 2.
Yeah. Okay.
So you could spend 2 effort, which would be 3 points for the first one and 2 points for each additional one, if I remember correctly. So you could bring your speed down to a 10 and ease it by 2 and bring it down to 4.
It says it costs 9 points. It's saying total cost is 9 speed points if I ease it by 2 steps.
Then I don't know. Remembering the math wrong.
Okay.
But I am going to thing here before I forget. I am going to go in and change your effort to 2 because if you've got the little checkbox for plus 1 effort and you're tier 2.
Uh-huh.
Actually, no, if you're tier 2, your effort should be 3.
Because the check mark?
Unless you didn't. Did you get other as one of your things when you were leveling up to tier 2?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I'm going to leave it at 2 for now.
Okay.
Regardless.
Two levels of that.
So that will bring it down to difficulty 4. You have to roll 12 or higher.
None of those are going to work. That's not useful. That's not useful. We already got tests from Darkness Eased. That's done there. Looks like that's going to have to be the case. Let's roll them. Come on. I said roll, pay, cancel. Oh, it thinks that my effort level is exceeded.
Because you started doing that before your effort was up to 2. Just roll and let's see if you get a 12 or higher.
Now it works. I put back to 1 and then I put to 2 and now it works.
Okay.
What do I have to beat?
You have to beat a 12. And that was a 7.
I'm burning all my luck on this.
Okay.
All roll. 4 points. Will that make it 12?
You can do it that way. That would make it 11. You could spend 3 luck points or reroll.
I will spend 3 luck points and reroll. Okay.
That's an 8. Well, the good news is you now have 2 luck points. So here's what happens. It's not a GM intrusion, but when you throw this essentially a magical flash grenade towards the head priest, you miss and instead lands some distance behind them when they're not looking in that direction. So they're not going to get blinded. In the flash...
Chitika was hope...
Please continue.
Yeah. Chitika was thinking of trying to flavor that as a flash of darkness, but since it missed, it's probably going to actually be a flash. Bye-bye, Cypher.
Bye-bye, Cypher. And in the flash of light, you see the land of the dead clearly. The ruined ground covered in ash and snow. The cobbled roads that are crossing rather close to where Mafa's been the whole time.
Well, of course.
The spectral lamppost you've seen the entire time. The ruined trees. I keep using the word ruin because that's the word that describes this area the most. This is not a land of life. This is not a land of things that are well-maintained. And you also see the very large, shadowy, scale-covered monstrosity that is looming up behind Adoniram. It doesn't flinch at all from your flash grenade, Cypher. But that is the source of the growls.
Uh-oh. That uh-oh is not entirely concerned.
Herded by Lucy, the ghosts rush forward to engage the priest. Several of them grab onto the staff. Most are grabbing at parts of Adoniram's body, the arms, the legs. One even tries to get Adoniram into something of a headlock. It doesn't work, but they are attempting it. It's the thought that counts. We don't know what they're thinking, but the thought was there. And a giant clawed hand, larger than Adoniram, comes down and smacks him, laying him flat and just pinning him to the ground.
And that was why there was a little uh-oh that was not entirely as concerned as you might think it should have been.
Oh, let me back up. It is Lighter's turn, not Adoniram. Oh, I'm doing the wrong thing. There we go. It's Lighter's turn. Lighter just stares. Can you see that? I mean, one of you can see it. I need to make an adjustment.
I can sort of target the giant hex now.
The hexes, plural, yes.
Yes.
But I made it translucent. And where is that setting? Appearance. Should be an appearance. Not scale. Oh, opacity. There we are. Let's just put it back at 1. So now you should be able to see something of it.
There's some claws and a head. Yep.
Yeah. So Lighter is going to stand in front of Mafa and say,
if we're gonna go, we should go now.
But otherwise, the statistics, that's the wrong word. The game mechanics aren't there for NPCs to do recovery rolls. But dag nabbit, if I let Lighter die, you're gonna riot. So, although it has been established, you can't die here. Lighter gains 2 health points.
Yay!
I rolled a 1 for the recovery roll.
Hey, 2 is better than none.
2 is better than none, yes. And I screwed up because I just changed Lighter's health to 2.
No.
No, it doesn't go that direction. I mean, it does go that direction usually, but it shouldn't be going that direction now. That is going to be Lighter's turn. Recovery roll and telling Mafa we should get out of here. It is now the head priest's turn. They scream, "Enough!" And every spirit gets pushed back.
Including the great big one?
Including the great big one.
You are dead! A priest of death is not going to be intimidated by the dead. That's not who we are.
Maybe you should do right by the dead, then.
I would think that if you're close to death, then maybe you should be worried about dead things.
I don't fear my own demise. I'm trying to end the world. I just don't want it to happen before the work is done. I don't want that effort to be a waste.
Mafa.
How is Lighter?
On a scale of 0 to 12, you'd say Lighter's maybe about a 6.
Okay. Mafa will look at him and say, "You good, buddy?"
"I'll be good when everyone else is. Also, I think that's my great-great-great-great-great-great, I don't know how many, grandparent over there."
Yeah.
And
it's weird meeting relatives.
Don't I know it? Well, I didn't know it, but now I kind of do.
Mafa, give me an intellect roll. Not telling you the difficulty, just don't crit fail.
I did not crit fail.
You got a 2, which is not a crit fail. It is technically a success, which is the best kind. When Lighter says this, you remember what Lighter said about what little Lighter knew of their own religion. Sure, they're the god of altruism, but that's not how they were raised. They were raised to ignore going to church, just like everyone. Wait, no, never mind. From what you were told by Lighter, the Coppertooth Clan does ancestor worship, which means, from a certain point of view, that dragon over there is a god.
This has occurred to the player.
Yes, but now it has occurred to Mafa. And there was a reason why the difficulty was just don't crit fail.
Yeah.
Do with this information what you will. It's still your turn.
Mafa will look directly at Lucy and say, "Keep him safe," and then move a short distance.
You are right up alongside the head priest.
Yes.
Who I cannot click on because there's a dragon covering it.
Yeah.
I'm going to move the dragon back. Just a little bit.
You can click on them from the
I know I can do it a different way. I know I can do it a different way. I like this way.
Okay.
And he's still on the ground.
Everyone's on the ground, yes.
No, but I mean...
Splat.
Has Adoniram gotten up?
He's... Standing is possibly not the right word to use, but not laying down on the ground. Something of a crouch.
Okay.
In the process of getting up. But old. Uses a cane.
Mood.
She will reach out a hand. "I don't want to have to hurt you. You were such a good friend to me when I got here. You taught me everything I know. I just wish you had taught me more. This doesn't have to go like that."
"Don't run off to a meaningless death. I can't let you do that. If they have enough people to burn their town to the ground, they have enough people to stop you."
"They didn't do it the first time."
"You got lucky."
"I had help."
"Let us be your help. Let us keep you safe."
"There isn't any safe. There's just..."
"Sure there is. It's in his office. The combination is..." Sorry. I was talking over you.
"The same as on my luggage. There isn't any safe. There's just decisions... and choices, and consequences. There's changes. Everything changes. And I know you don't want me to die until it's time. But over the last week and a half, I've really been thinking I don't want to die at all. I pulled a monster into a pit and saved the life of a man who was trying to kill us. I raised all the ghosts in a cemetery to save a city full of people. I put a god to rest, and I maybe shouldn't have done that. But I have to live with that consequence. I won't be able to live with the consequence of sitting back and letting them keep killing people. I have to try. Help me.
I've always wanted to help you, but this thing you want to do, not everyone who goes in is going to come out.
I know that too. We walk my road. Sometimes they turn back. Sometimes they don't. You know, I spoke with Undot after his death. I wish I'd been able to save him, but I've seen if I can stop it, I have to try. Will... go ahead.
Adoniram is looking at you with his good eye while you're saying this. And when you finish that last sentence, there is a very heavy sigh.
You're far too young, and I'm getting way too old and soft.
Would it help if we tried your way first? You send an envoy, and if Unity doesn't stop what they're doing, then we'll go. In the meantime, we'll rest up, get equipped, make sure we have everything we need to improve our chances. Would that be okay? I'll even do my time at the shrine.
There is a... Adoniram tries to not laugh at that. There is the laugh that one has when they try to hold it in. It's not a snark, but it's as close as you're going to get from a Vulturekin.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
Take your luck point.
Well, I could stand to get out of this blasted cold. So, you all.
And Adoniram looks around the ghosts that are just standing there waiting to be told to do something.
Go with him.
And Adoniram motions with a thumb over to the side where there is a familiar looking death, because Mafa met them once before, just standing there watching everything.
Hello again.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you came this far north. Corward.
Technically, you're closer... core of...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Edgeward is what I meant.
Insert direction here. We'll worry about that later.
Yes.
He lied. He wasn't going to worry about that later, but he lied about it.
I usually don't, but you are having a very interesting experience, and I kind of wanted to see it for myself.
I thought so. I'm glad to see you.
Likewise. It's not often one sees someone attempt to imprison death and not get a punishment for it.
Yeah.
I could still bite him if you wanted.
A clawed hand reaches...
Can anyone else see death?
Oh, yeah. Everyone can see death. Death is standing in the light of a lantern. Yeah, everyone sees death. You're in the land of the dead here. A clawed hand reaches over and sort of wraps... It'd be like putting a hand on someone's shoulder, but this hand is so much larger, it sort of just wraps around Adoniram, shoulder down. So the claws are kind of scraping the ground.
Grandchild, should anything be done?
No. No, I think we're going to be good here. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Not many of my offspring became gods in their own right. I look forward to seeing you again. Although, altruism? Really? There's a snort.
I didn't choose it.
I just wonderful.
Yes, but we're talking about a dragon here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
There is a snort, and then the dragon just sort of turns and goes off into the darkness. Yeah, because of the hex map, if I keep pressing the down arrow, it looks like he's sashaying.
I mean, look, you're a dragon. Your tail does the swing, okay?
I'll talk to you later. I'm dead.
And with that, Adoniram stops the concentration that was keeping you all here. And you're back in the temple. Perhaps a little colder than you were before. Mafa doesn't notice.
Katika shakes herself out and her fur goes poof.
There is a not insignificant amount of snow that settles around Chitika. Well, slush at this point. A lot of it melted while it was on Chitika. Lighter is immediately tackled by three baby kobolds.
Who promptly go into torpor.
Chitika is partially mauled by a couple nibblings and Chitam.
It's okay.
It was nice and dark.
Pam looks over at Martha to see how she's holding up.
Martha is a little ragged, but at the moment is grateful that nobody had to stay behind.
You were only gone for half a breath, but for everyone you left on the material plane, that was eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Can I take them to one of the spare dorms? You haven't filled them up in the last week and a half, have you?
Dorms, nothing. You got the guest quarters.
Oh, feeling fancy, huh?
Yeah, well, give the novices an excuse to have to clean them. It's been a while.
You do not... You could probably count on one hand the number of times that the guest quarters were used.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Most guests to the Temple of the Dead... Sorry?
Most guests of the Temple of Death stay in Colma.
And the ones that come this far are usually also, horizontal.
Yeah. What are those goth kids? Axes and fancy hair.
Constantly sacking Rome.
Yeah. They come through on the train every time they go.
And with that, we're going One to end thing. It for the night. What's this?
Chitika is, as they go out, going to fix Adoniram with her little beady raccoon eyes. And say, and if you try to lock us in, darkness will never be your friend.
Adoniram crouches down to your eye level.
Stern,
been comfortable.
Beady little eyes.
He meets you glare for glare, even if only using one eye to do it. I've been comfortable in the darkness longer than your predecessor was breathing.
That can change.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Io. Who would like to plug a thing?
No, we already did that.
We did?
No, we mentioned doing it.
I sure did.
We used perfect future tense, which is not quite the same, but future perfect tense.
Ew.
Io's mom wrote books.
Books that you can buy, or you can get them as ebooks from your local library, and you go to elizabethmccoy.com and ta-da, there are books. And you can ask your library to get them for you.
And speaking of cool things.
Well, I take all these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel, which is where you should go to get them. Because, well, except for one other place, which I'll mention in a little bit, but if you get them from there, there's no ads. If you are hearing any ads in these podcasts, they're not because of me. We're giving these things away for free. But if you want to support us in some way, you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, and help us keep the lights on. We're not breaking even. I don't expect to. This is a hobby. I'm throwing money into a bottomless pit. That's what we do. Because it's fun, dagnabbit. And no ads there either. But then you get to hear the recordings earlier. As soon as I finish editing them, I upload them. And you'd be joining other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. Until next time, this is Crash saying,
so, heard you met your grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-great-whatever kid. How'd that go? He's the god of altruism. What? Are you okay?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.